This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, never let politics or something little get in the way of, to me at least, it seems like something little. The Browns Stadium denied ODOT aviation permit. So
torture never stops.
Hang on, let's get to that in a second. I just want to let everybody know this. The Browns preseason is here, and the quarterback storylines are just the beginning. Roster decisions for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski could get interesting, so don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app. Okay, so we're talking about a story that just got released. Ken Pendergrass from Neotrans breaking the news on this stuff. The story is they got denied a permit from ODOT. I'm not missing anything there. The bottom line is one of the permits they want on the new dome got denied. There are plenty of permits that they need to build this thing, but one of them got denied. And so now what does that mean, big picture?
So I guess the permit that was denied is involving the height of the new stadium. According to Ken Pendergrass, again, at its proposed location, the new Huntington Bank Field exceeds into the air navigation zone by 58 feet. So it's 58 feet too high. Okay, I'm not an architect.
Right.
Not a city planner.
Can they dig it 58?
Can you just dig it 58 feet deeper?
Lower?
Yeah. That's my question. It's like, okay, can we just dig this deeper? Now, again, I'm not an architect. I'm not a city planner. I'm not a civil engineer. I'm just a dum-dum with a microphone.
Yes.
But, like, it feels like the solution to this is relatively simple. Just dig it deeper.
So a $3.6 billion project is going to get held up because of 58 feet. Figure it out. Just figure it out.
Which I understand maybe.
Look, I got to be honest with you. If it is 58 feet too high, I'm glad they caught this, and I'm glad they're taking care of this because air travel is extremely important. Let's be honest. So, good. I'm glad they're doing their job that they were able to figure this out.
It has become mildly shaky. So, you know, the fact that they're doing anything to help that out, now, granted, it's, you know, they're claiming that it's off of a runway that is commercial use. It doesn't get used a whole bunch. Again, this is according to Ken Pendergrass of Neotrans blog. But nonetheless, it's there. So, I don't know what this does, Andy. Maybe they have to move the stadium to another lot, one of the other lots that maybe they have purchased.
Maybe they just have to move the stadium over. Maybe it can't be in the exact spot they want to put it in, which also probably has a ripple effect on other permits that they want to be able to do. I'm sure the city of Brook Park is going to be able to figure out something with them to help them be able to comply on this. The proposed location, the new Huntington Bank Field, extends up into this air navigation zone by 58 feet. 58 feet. Okay, move it. Just move it over. If it's that easy, I don't know.
I don't know either.
So the Haslam Sports Group responded to this. Our aviation consultants were surprised by ODOT's letter from 2 weeks ago, which flatly which is flatly at odds with the FAA's careful analysis and determinations resulting from well over a year of in-depth work that found our proposed stadium poses no airspace hazards. Again, Ken Pendergrass wrote this story, Neotrans blog. Peter John Baptiste, Haslam Sports Group, was the person that gave him the quote. He said, they've also noted several other existing structures in Ohio that exceeded the height ODOT apparently now finds objectionable. We've already begun working collaboratively with ODOT to explain the stadium's heights and the detailed work that we've done more fully, which shows no safety or efficiency concerns to Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, he added. We look forward to resolving this matter fast and continuing to work to bring this project to Ohio. Okay, I've just kind of read through the end of that quote. So
right.
They also, in his story, he also reached out to Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne, Cleveland Press Secretary Marie Zikafus, and ODOT Aviation for comments. None of them responded to him. This article will be updated with any replies, he says.
Yeah, so ODOT said the Haslams could resubmit for a new application with a shorter stadium and or one built further, or farther, I should say, from the airport. As planned, the lowest level of the new Huntington Bank Field would be built 80 feet into the ground. So you're already going underground. If get at us at CLE Talking Heads if you are, you know, an architect and know that
yeah,
you
help can't us. Dig like, deep for I don't any understand. How far can this set the stadium back? Yeah. You're talking about 58 feet? And by the way, like, I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I see a big plane fly by the stadium that lands at Burke, like, I get a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it too many times. And this doesn't look like it's anywhere near the height of the current stadium.
Right.
It that seems they play like in. I don't, maybe the stadium structure is grandfathered against Burke or because, but I don't, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, making sure you're in line to land the plane correctly at Burke. Okay, because there's a stadium right there. Guess what? There's going to be a stadium right there at the new place.
All right, I mean, so Daryl Ryder, who's been all over this stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be, I'm sorry, there's going to be an airport by the news. Yeah, go ahead.
Our Cleveland sports reporter been all over this thing through the whole thing, goes on X and says, this is bizarre. The FAA had no issue with the stadium design. I'm told the Browns have been working with ADOT officials to address their concerns, and the hope is this issue will be resolved.
So is ADOT, or did you just misspeak there? Is it ODOT? It's ODOT.
Sorry, and ODOT, got, ODOT, ODOT. Okay, ADOT, sorry. Average depth of target. Sorry, I'm in football mode.
Well, that's I can understand why you would say that because it's the aviation department of ODOT, which I didn't even know exist. Did you?
No, I was going average depth of target.
I don't know. I didn't think they had potholes in the sky, but now we know. The state has to worry about that too. How about fixing the roads?
Potholes in the sky.
How about fixing the roads? I'm not worried about that. Look,
so
if they make it safer for airplanes to land and this thing is maybe a little bit too tall, just fix it. Like, that doesn't, I wonder what the delay, if it could delay construction, which messes everything up. Like, if it delays construction, right, and now they've got to go past where the lease is, guess what the Browns are going to be looking to do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Could you imagine that
they're going to have to play a couple games on the road or figure out something? If it, I hope that ODOT didn't just put the Browns at Ohio Stadium for a couple games to play. I hope they didn't cost the city millions by doing that.
You think
that.
It would be that, or do you think
I hope they didn't cost the county millions by doing that?
Do you think it would be that, or do you think it would be the Haslams going back to the city of Cleveland and going, "Hey, can we use this bad boy for 4 more days?"
Yeah, that's what I would think too, or another year.
That would be my guess.
They might have to lease for another year. Yeah. If this story, could 58 feet really change the trajectory of them going to a dome?
I mean, I doubt that. I highly doubt that 58 feet would cause that issue of them to no longer be in a dome. I wonder if it's just the roof might be, you know, I don't know if you could bring it down 58 feet. That seems like a good amount of area to do that. And I worry about, you know, again, having that many people in there, because of course you're going to have the, what is it, 65,000, I think they're talking about putting inside of that stadium. You bring that roof down, you can't put 65,000 people in there anymore. That number is going to have to drop.
Wait, if you put the stadium, the stadium just has to be dropped into the ground, or you've got to move it out of the
right, or you've got to move it somewhere else. Because if you just drop the ceiling 58 feet without dropping the floor 58 feet, you can't put that second, my guess would be the second deck would have to be smaller, and with a smaller second deck would mean less people, which we all know how that goes. So my guess would be the Browns are working on this whole thing. I can't see them right now panicking or doing anything like that. I mean, Daryl laid out so well that they've been talking with ADOT. This feels like just kind of the bump in the road. I'm not panicking over this. You panicking over this?
No, I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to get some perspective on this, and I'm looking at it. So I just, like, how many stories is 60 feet? 60 feet, right? I'm just went to a nice round number.
Beautiful.
A 60-foot building, according to AI, which I can't believe I trust. A 60-foot building is typically around 6 stories tall. So they've got to lower this thing five stories.
That's a good amount.
Yeah.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
Therefore, a 60-foot building would likely fall in the range of 6 stories, assuming average story height.
Yeah, so you're not, they're talking,
so they got to go in the ground,
possibly getting rid of that whole second deck, if that's the case.
Yeah. They're not going to get rid of the second deck. No. They're not going to do that.
Oh, God,
that.
No. That's why you build one of these things.
They're going to have to figure out something. I would assume if you could move it farther south, wouldn't that take it away? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just speculating. I'm just wondering what this means for the big picture. $3.6 billion project here.
It feels like a snag. This feels like a snag along the way.
They're five stories off on a $3.6 billion project. Oh, man.
It feels very stay tuned. It seems like a snag along the way. And it seems like nothing totally worth panicking over, because whether then it gets moved across the street to some of the other land that they may own, mm-hmm. whether it means the Haslams maybe need to, you know, find somewhere else to have it. It feels like this is all systems go. And especially because the money's in the right place.
Yeah.
The minute the money's in the right place, it always has felt like the location has become secondary. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I don't know. The other thing that seems weird to me is that ODOT can trump the FAA. That's what it sounds like here, right? Because it sounds like the Browns did all their due diligence with the FAA. Like, it's flatly at odds. This is from the Haslam Sports Group.
I wonder if it's just they need to work together, you know?
Yeah, that works out real well around here.
Andy, we're dealing with government. With government comes a mess load of red tape.
I don't know. Is this a snag in the road? I don't know. Is that the right word? A bump in the road? Hey, is this a bump in the road? You tell me.
We're dealing with ODOT or ADOT if you're wondering how far the ball's going to travel. Or
ODOT-A. How's that sound? Does that work? 216-474-0092. 474-0092. Doug LaMaurice joins us at 12:20. Talk a little bit more. I'll get your reaction to this story. It sounds like there's a bump in the road to the new dome for the Browns. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.